10 to 11 is a new installment of the Lost Discs radio show.
There ought to be a law, you say, to keep that kind of thing from happening. There are laws, lots of them.
The rumor that the president would veto the bill is reported to have come from a high White Horse souse.
Joe?
All American.
This is a mistake. I can't live this way. Everything's going wrong. Nothing works in here.
Honey, don't get upset. It's going to be all right.
It's crazy. You're all crazy. Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
Lost Discs Radio. Lost Discs Radio. Lost Discs Radio. Lost Discs Radio.
Everything that's fun is against the law.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pies and walked off. Look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. The last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read a magazine as the moon rose over an open field. I said, though I knew she was sleeping, I'm empty, I'm aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all gone to look for America.
And if you blink, you might miss it. Love Society, right? I better watch my mouth here tonight, man, because we're kicking off the show with Love Society. And, you know, there's a contrasting vibe there. A little tension since the election, folks. Yes, we've got Joe Stax on the line here to help us sort things out.
Good evening.
Right. Now, Joe, be careful. Because, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to freak anybody out, especially, with the holidays coming, you see. So But nevertheless, if you've kind of paid attention tonight, you might notice that I'm having a reaction. I'm having a reaction to this past election, which is that I am fucking freaked out. All right? I just happen to be one of those people that's in the camp of being freaked out. But that's okay, man. I mean, I'm just saying. Joe, anything you want to say before we really get underway?
Well, no, I think I gotta. I'm down with you, Jim. We're all working through some things right now, and you know, we're looking to music to help us get through this.
Yeah.
And maybe kind of just give us a sense of, hey, what am I feeling right now? And that was a blast. I've never heard the Love Society.
Yeah, Love Society out of Wisconsin. Right? And that was their last single on the Mercury label, 1970, Joe. And right, and they had a few earlier than that, like on Scepter?
Yeah, it looks like they bounced around a little bit. You know, Scepter, a couple releases on RCA. Never getting enough, I guess, or in one place long enough to put out an album.
Yeah.
Just all singles over like a three-year period or so.
All right. And by the way, and okay. So now here's the thing about this then, Joe. There they are, you know, with the old Paul Simon Garfunkel, you know, yearning tune about, you know, America and all that yakety yak. Well, that's fine. But, you know, these days in America are it's a little bit of tension. There's tension, right? And I'm afraid that not only are we turning to the music, Joe, but we're turning back to the 1970s. And you're going to remember that guy from a show. Remember that show, Welcome Back, Cotter?
Oh, yeah.
Joe, okay, now I'm talking
about... Come on, that was a guidepost in our preteen lives.
Sure. And this is luckily not going to be one of them sweat hug guys doing it, right? But it's going to be...
And John Sebastian's not involved, right?
No, John Sebastian is not involved. Okay, but stand by because it is... The retro sounds now of Gabe Kaplan, and he's got a little advice for those of us who are feeling the tension this holiday season, this political season.
Yes, friends, there are times in life when you reach a point of conflict with one of your fellow human beings. When this does happen, is yelling and screaming the answer? No. Is foul language or physical violence the answer? No, there is a new answer. So the next time one of your brothers or sisters is mean to you, I want you to take my advice. Let your arms dangle loose at your sides. Take a deep breath, smile and say,
up your nose.
Up your nose. Your brother-in-law comes over and he tells you that he's convinced your wife to mortgage your house and put all your money into styrofoam lawn ornaments. Now, I know what you'd like to say to your wife. I know what you'd like to do to your brother-in-law. But that's not what I want you to do. Let your arms hang loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. Smile. Say,
up your nose.
Up your nose, Raymond. I believe there's one in the garden.
Twice as far.
Twice as far. On the field. Could be a big melee gift. But what's happening now? The players are taking off the helmet. They're letting their arms dangle loose at their sides. They're taking a deep breath. They're smiling. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
You
ain't so mean, Joe Green. Go sit on a goalpost, Otis. Offside. Your mama's offside. You know what you can do with your front four.
In your ear.
Hey, Bradshaw, sing me a song. Let's get Cosell down from the booth. Well, in your eye with a pizza pie. Now all you folks here tonight look like decent people. people interested in self-improvement. So the next time some clown for no good reason climbs all over your case, I want you to let your arms hang loose at your side. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Good. Smile. Say.
What's happening, Reynolds?
Something terrible.
Well, there it is, Jenny. The inevitable put down.
The world is a mess, girl. I wanted to get off if I could. The hit is overtaking, girl, I'd like to stop it now if I could. My mind has been aching, I'd refuse to take the drugs if I could. I walk around in daisies, yeah, I'm going through the faces like I should. Girl, I'd like to move away if I could. There are things I gotta do and words I wanna say if I could. There's nowhere else to hide. I'd like to find a place if I could. There's nowhere else to run, girl. I wanna have some fun if I could.
Radio, good time, oldies.
Mother of God, what have you been drinking?
There's a new sun rising up angry in the sky. And there's a new voice crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world. And dumb.
Nothing can change the shape of things to come.
There are changes lying ahead on every road, and there are new parts ready and waiting to explode when tomorrow
Sacred trust. It's what our free society is founded on. Do you think they give a damn about their bills in Russia? I said, do you think they give a damn about their bills in Russia?
They don't pay bills in Russia. It's all free.
All free? Free my ass. What are you, a fucking commie? Huh?
No, I ain't no commie.
Well, you better not be. I don't want no commies in my car. No Christians either.
And you're right. None of us can be trusted. Uncontrolled, power will turn even saints into savages. And we can all be counted upon to live down to our lowest impulses.
Was quite the thing. There's one who holds quite tight to what had worked before. What's his outlet? What's his secret? Is it something one can buy at some drugstore? Could the gospel be his girl? Does he exercise by breaking two by fours? Could he be enticed? A strong desire in relieving him of his anxiety. She succeeded very well, for now she's mother to a nice family. If you had to call a winner, you would call it her, though she might disagree. His game had to end. She sees others.
Thank you.
Sparks, okay, right? Sparks, the Mayall brothers. Wait, what's that, Joe?
Yeah, Ron and Russ Mayall.
Yes, right?
Yeah,
so there they are. That's like their, that's actually, I think, their very first single. 1972, produced by Todd Rundgren on Todd Rundgren's Bearsville record label. And that's the B-side, No More Mr. Nice Guys. Okay, nice guys will not survive. I'm just saying. And then anyway, that was the single edit. Apparently on the album, it's like a 5-minute thing. We had, of course, we're playing it off the 45, folks, because jeez, it's a disease. But anyways, yeah, there they were, doing that kind of action that for us. And before that, a group called Future. On the Uni label, 1968, with their version of The Shape of Things to Come, right? Which, if you know it, you probably know it from that movie that it was in, right? By Max Frost and the Troopers. I don't know, it's from a movie. Wild in the Streets, I think. Okay, back in 68. But anyway, they're nothing to do with the movie there. These guys are trying to cover it at about the same time and get a hit, which they did not get, right? The West Coast group there, Future. And before that, it was the Mach 5. Wow, Joe. The Mach 5 on the Associated Artists label. If I could. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I was digging that one. That had some, that keyboard. Man. No, hey, what a combo. Only one release. What a sad story.
Yeah. Well, there's like high school kids.
Right? We needed more Mach 5.
Weren't they like high school kids or something? It's what I read.
Might have been. I know they supposedly they're from like Georgia.
Yeah.
And wow. Got that track in the Decca Studios in Nashville in like 68.
Right. And apparently,
or 67.
That's the B-side of their one and only single out of 1967, folks. And yes, now look, we kicked off the whole thing of it there with Gabe Kaplan. Yes, the guy from Welcome Back, Kotter, doing Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose. Okay, that was a single on the Elektra label, 1977, and actually charted at number 91. It was on the chart on the chart for 3 weeks in 1977, Joe.
Ouch. Hey, shamelessly capitalizing on the success of that sitcom.
Right. Okay. So anyway,
beautiful.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. That's the first damn set. And by the way, we've heard in from people on the so-called email here. And by the way, well, first of all, it is Diana and Wayne down at Merrill Lane, and they are listening and they are digging. Well, they're just digging it and sending out Thanksgiving felicitations. And they're preferring to listen to the Weird and Wild Tunes, you see, instead of Existential Doom. I told you, I'm a little freaked out here tonight, folks, and I'm sharing that angst with you through my record collection. See, if you didn't happen to notice. Hey, now wait a minute. Now wait, who's this guy? Oh, yeah, and nice thing came in here. Now, okay, nice email came in from a guy named Kevin in Illinois. Now, Kevin, I guess he's been listening for a couple of years now, and he particularly chimed in on the email a couple of weeks ago when he heard that our dear Chesty had passed away, right? Now, I assume you've heard about this, folks. We talked about it last time quite a bit, and we're hoping to do an entire show dedicated to Chesty coming up in February 2025, all right? But in the meanwhile, thank you, Kevin, for checking in. And I'll tell you what, for all you people out there that want to check in, first of all, it is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Discs with a C.
Spell the word discs with a letter C in it, Joe will tell you. All right, so, but the thing of it is we actually have a few Chesty chick picks yet to go, and we're going to do one right here, right now, tonight. Because, yes, Chesty thought ahead, and I grabbed a stack of 45s out of a random box one day and said, here, pick out a couple chick picks, and she did. She picked out about half dozen chick picks. We're going to take a moment out from our political paranoia here tonight. So stand by for that.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Oh, she'd been on her psychedelic trips before. She'd dropped her acid before, but man, she wanted one more trip.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Chesty. I tell you what, she saw this record by a group called the Sand Dabs. It's called Crab Louie. Right? Now, the crazy thing about Chesty is that the name Lou kind of kept coming up for her. Right? Her middle name was actually Lou. Chesty Lou in real life. I'm not kidding. L-O-U. And so she picked that. Naturally, it felt normal to pick out this record, Crab Louie. And she just loved the novelty effect of of this record. You'll see what I mean. And, of course, it's an exclusive tonight on Lost Discs. Radio.
What do you want?
Crab Louie!
What do you want?
Crab Louie!
What do you want?
Crab Louie!
What do you want?
So there they go. I hope they're getting what they want out there. Crab Louie, right? I guess it's like a salad or something. I don't know. I had to look it up myself. All right, so there you go. That's one down of a posthumous Chesty's chick pick. Folks, get in your felicitations to LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. All right, so now speaking of that well, actually, not really speak. Speaking of that kind of novelty thing, Joe, we're going to keep it moving along.
Okay. Hey, by the way, that was fantastic.
Oh, you were digging that?
I love that. What a hoot. I'm singing along over here. What do you want?
What do you want, Crab Louie? Come on. It's a, right? It's a Saturday. I always get my Crab Louie on Saturdays. All right. Shouldn't have to ask. All right. Now, here we go. We're getting back to our... Well, now we're getting back to the paranoia. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. Here's what we do. Are you ready, Joe? I think you're going to be on board with me for this, okay? We're going to just...
All right.
We're going to pretend now with, like, this new incoming administration that this is like a theater troupe. This is like an absurdist theater troupe of actors and actresses, a group of thespians, thespians who are coming across here and they're just going to like set up a stage and a set. And it's like, it's going to be this traveling show for it runs for 4 years. There will be no intermission. And it's just an absurdist theater stunt, right? And it's like a reality show. It's like the ultimate reality show because we're all involved. You dig?
Oh, I'm down with that.
I think this is the way to look at it. And so this next set of songs is the kind of songs that you're just going to want to have in your playlist when you're going through the absurdity, like whoop, like woohoo, like just get up every day and go woo. Here we go. It's another day. And we're going to see the absurdist play. And who better to paint that picture for us than the one and only Benny Hill.
Now if you're feeling miserable, if you're feeling blue, here's a little ditty that'll help to pull you through. All the clouds will disappear, the grey skies turn to blue. Just stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Suppose you've got the fell pest, the gout and goose's cough, a severe attack of the hiccups, and your kneecap's just dropped off. The surgeon says we'd operate, but the anaesthetic's gone. You just look up and smile at him and say, you carry on. I'll stick me finger in me ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Me finger in me ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. I'll be just like Nelson at the Battle of Waterloo. I'll stick me finger in me ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Now in 1439, war raised its ugly head. The bombs, they fell on England, and one fell on my head. But we fought and beat the Germans, 'cause we knew just what to do. We stuck our fingers in our ears and went ting-a-ling-a-loo. Prince Philip said, get your fingers out. And that cut me to the quick. We got our fingers out, but I didn't do the trick. So follow your true leaders with all your might and main. Be like Jenkins, Heath and Wilson and stick them back again. Oh, stick your finger in your ear, go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Your finger in your ear, go ting-a-ling-a-loo. Remember what old Gladstone said in 1892. Stick your finger in your ear and go
Lost this radio. Oh, it's frightening to think a thing like this could almost happen to your daughter.
Don't hurt the way they did before.
nothing no more. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I must be. 'Cause now my best friends are the sky and the sea. I'm losing it. I must be. Now I'm not so wrapped up in you and me. I used to want the whole world for my own. Now all I want is to be left alone. Eyes and ears are all I own. I'm losing it.
I don't think, Chief.
Good thinking.
Thank you, Chief.
My old man was a bread stasher all his life. He never got fat. He wound up with a used car, a 17-inch screen, and arthritis. Tamari is a drag, man. Tamari is a king-sized bust. They cry, put down pot, don't think a lot. For what? Time, how much, and what to do with it. Sleep, man, and you might wake up digging the whole human race, giving itself 3 days to get out. Tomorrow is a drag, pops, the future is a flake. I had a canary who couldn't sing. I had a cat that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is truth? I had an uncle with an Ivy League heart. He had life with a belt in the back. He had a button-down brain, wind up, a belt in the mouth, and a button-down lip. Cough blood on this earth, now there's a race for space. We can cough blood on the moon soon. Tamara is Dragsville, cats. Tamara is a king-size drag. Tula fast shorts, swing with a gassy chick. Turn on to a thousand joys. Smile on what happened or check what's going to happen. You'll miss what's happening. Turn your eyes inside and dig the vacuum. Tamara Drag.
I think you and your friends will be amazed at what happens.
I am, you are, we are crazy.
Hey, it's you.
Gong, right? Gong, Davy Allen and Gong, 1973 action from the Radio Gnome Invisible Trilogy, first chapter. Okay. Is everybody okay with that? And that's the Pothead Pixies. That's the first cut on side two. All right. So,
whoa.
So there we are. That's what I want you to think. That those songs right there. All right. So before that, now calm down. Because before that, you were digging out of 1958, the out-of-sight recitations of Philip Fallon. What, Joe? Now this is, right? This jive-talking beatnik chick in there, right? Not to be confused with, Chesty. Okay, with Philippa Fallon on the MGM label. Yes, this was a single. This was a 45, and it was the B-side of a thing, and that, of course, it was connected with the movie High School Confidential. Okay, so you can see the scene. Go up on YouTube and look her up. You can watch her reciting that thing right there. All right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, go dig it.
Hey, I got some trivia for you on that one.
Trivia, go.
Credited songwriter on that track, Dragsville, is Mel Wells, who was an actor in some B movies as well. Best remembered for his role as Mr. Mushnick in the original Little Shop of Horrors.
Woo! All right.
And an out of sight cat, apparently.
That is some good sleuthing, Joe. All right, thank you for adding in on that. And now look, before the jive talking action, it was the Glass Family. Now this is really early period Glass Family, 1967 on the Sidewalk record label. Okay, with I'm losing it, right? I must be. Come on, what? Either that or I'm going to wake up soon and go, you will not believe this dream I had, man. Okay. All right. So look, it's true. The Glass Family, didn't they turn I think they turned disco at some point, right? But they were kind of a psych group or something early on.
Yeah, I mean, it started off with that. Kind of flower power psychedelic sound. They did that one single with Sidewalk, and then they moved on to Warner Brothers and got a whole LP and a couple more singles.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And then they leave. Kind of leave the boundaries of my interests.
Yeah, they went on a hardcore disco thing and everything, and I guess it worked out pretty well for them. But anyway,
well, hey, you know, you roll with it. You go with the times. You know, what's the market? What will the market bear?
And yes, we kicked off. Like, we did kick off the set, Joe, with Benny Hill.
Good God! The second I heard that, you know, when we were kids, probably like preteens,
yeah.
Benny Hill started playing on cable in my area.
Well, he was on the PBS station at our area.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I think it was Channel 29 out of Philadelphia was screening daily doses of Benny Hill. Uh-huh. And I remember him doing that on the show too. Stick your finger in your ear and sing ting-a-ling-a-loo.
Well, so,
complete with emotion, you know, pinky in the ear.
Oh yeah. It's the pinky, I guess. That would be good if you don't have the visual to know. Folks, if you're going to be doing this at home now over the next 4 years, you're going to want to use your little finger, okay? It's not the index finger. He didn't say use your thumb and your ear and ting-a-ling-a-dum. He said, right, get the little tiny finger, stick it in the ear, ting-a-ling-a-loo every day now for the next 4 years. That's how you're going to get through this. And take it from Benny Hill and me. And yes, that was from an LP. It came out in 1971 in the States on the Capitol label.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
A whole LP of that kind of stuff there.
Well, they were really early with it.
All right. Now, look, it was coming in on the email there. Hey, Cosmic Debris and Jane, who are on the road for the holiday weekend, and they were digging that Gabe Kaplan action. Okay, we got Radio Phil coming in, giving he also was digging that Gabe Kaplan up your nose with the rubber hose, he says, right? And he, wow, saying hi to the whole crazy crew here, Joe. So, and let's see what else. I think we heard in from Junior, and see, oh yes, Junior understands about Benny Hill. We We will leave it at that, right? And somebody else coming in on here. Oh, Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob is out there, and he's digging it too. Holy jeez. Whiz. All right. Yes. Summing it up with Benny Hill for the nightmarish absurdity. All right. So some of these people are on board with us, Joe, as opposed to, you know, who knows what they're going to do next kind of thing. All right. So now look, here's the other thing that I kind of figured out about all this, Joe.
What do you got?
Well, I kind of figured out there's an easy way to sum up at least part of what might be going on here. And it's very simple. It really just comes down to, it seems like the country sort of elected someone who is like one of those really wealthy guys, but with an unsatisfied mind, perhaps. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just, like, he's got everything, but he's one of those 9 out of 10 rich men who just doesn't have a satisfied mind, and so he's just looking for some shit to occupy his time, for God's sake.
Man, well, you know what they say, kicks keep getting harder to find.
So, to that end, I guess we're just going to happen to play the version of Satisfied Mind that happens to be sitting around the studio here, folks, on the King label. It is...
How many times have you heard someone say,
about the law. Doesn't anybody here give a damn about the law?
Will you shut up? You're making me sick.
We'll be right back. we came across the West Sea, we didn't have much idea of the kind of climate waiting. We used our hands for guidance, like the children of a preacher, like a dry tree seeking water, or a daughter. Nice and sleazy, nice and sleazy does it. Nice and sleazy, does it, every time. Does it, every time. Nice and sleazy, does it every time. Nice and sleazy, does it. An angel came from outside, had no halo, had no father, with a coat of many colors. He spoke of brothers many, wine and women, song aplenty. He began to write a chapter in his story. Nice and sleazy, does it. Nice and sleazy, does it. Nice and sleazy, does it. Does it every time.
Dare I point out here that even if your listening skill is double the national average, you have missed 40% of what you have just listened to.
Lost this radio.
Thank you.
There she goes. Yeah, there she goes, Diana Hildebrand on the Elektra label, closing out the show tonight, Joe.
Good stuff. Yeah. I mean, I recognize the name.
Yes.
But I didn't know her as a singer.
Right, right. So a songwriter, right? Mainly known for her songwriting.
Yeah, she was on staff at Screen Gems and contributed to some stuff from the Monkees.
Yeah. So there she is, with the reincarnation of Emmalina Stearns. Okay, the Stranglers before that. Oh, man. Speaking of the Stranglers. Stranglers out of 1978 there, Joe. What do you know?
Well, I mean, I know the Stranglers. I only have one of their albums. It came a little later. I liked what I heard, but I never really dug in too deep. I'm impressed, though. I mean, and they're still around, believe it or not, with that one original member still kicking.
Hi, man.
Like a 50-year career. Hey, I just want to say that that version of Satisfied Mind, that's the way you do it.
Oh, yeah?
You prefer that? I do. Well, you know, I'm a fan of the Byrds, especially the first handful of albums.
Yeah. All right. Wrap it up, Joe.
And the Byrds do that, and Emma's, their version's pretty square.
Oh, no kidding. All right.
No, a little too reverent, a little too folky.
Yeah. Well, I usually hear it in a folky kind of setting, but okay. That was Roberta Sherwood, if you can believe it, out of 1970. And yes, on the King label, like I said.
Dang.
All right, folks, we got to go. You've been listening to Lost Discs Radio. This has been Jimmy Knight sitting in here with you with Joe Stacks on the phone line out of Pittsburgh, PA. And folks,
cool, beautiful people, don't let the man get you down.
You got to get over to rockandradio.com, you know, and dig the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the stepfather of a soul, Jason Stone. And, of course, our buddy Bri-Fi Phillips with the electrophonic sounds therein. And Mark Brainerd with the deep album tracks. Folks, that's when you're not over to our website. Get over to it. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Check us out. And, you know, catch us next time, maybe. Night, Joe.
Jim.
And hey, Weasley, Steve. And good night, Chesty. We're